This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Vote counting results of the November 20 election to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly continue to come. Five independent candidates win the seats of House of Representatives. Ukraine's president says 6 million Ukrainian households still without power. And Iran and Senegal's win yesterday's FIFA World Cup group match. England and USA ended with 0-goal draw, and Netherlands and Ecuador both scored 1-goal draw. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sharbat Udoba has said that university education should be linked to research and innovation. Addressing the 35th Senate of Purvanchal University yesterday, the Prime Minister said university should impart life skill education and technological know-how instead of crude theoretical knowledge to make students self-reliant. The Prime Minister said the university should produce creative human resources to lead the society. Prime Minister Deoba, who is also the Chancellor of the university, said the higher education should be supportive for the country's socio-economic transformation and encourage innovation. Now we're taking a view to the vote count updates of the November 20 election to the House of Representatives and Province Assembly now. Arun Kumar Chaudhary of the Nagarik Unmukti Party has been elected as the House of Representatives member from Kailali constituency too. He garnered 21,871 votes, while his nearest contestant, CPNUML's Chapat Bahadur Rawal, received 16,128 votes. Nepali Congress candidate Dr. Shekhar Koirala has won the election from the Morang Federal Constituency 6. He defeated his nearest rival CPNUML's Lal Babu Pandit by a margin of 12,278 votes. Dr. Koirala received 35,224 votes, while leader Pandit received 22,946 votes. Nepali Congress candidate for the election to the member of the House of Representatives from Gulmi Electoral Constituency 1, Chandrakanta Bhandari, has emerged victorious by defeating CPNUML candidate Pradeep Kumar Gyawali. Bhandari won the election by securing 33,744 votes, while his nearest contender, Gyawali, received 32,152 votes. CPNUML candidate Man Bahadur Gurung has been elected as the member of the House of Representatives from Kaski Constituency 1. He received 25,708 votes. Gurung's closest rival, Kishore Datta Baral of the Nepali Congress, obtained 23,189 votes. Gokul Prasad Baskota of the CPNUML has been elected as the House of Representatives member from Kabri Palanchok Federal Constituency 2. Leader Baskota garnered 45,345 votes, while his closest rival Shiva Prasad Humagai got 39,482 votes. Dr. Birendra Prasad Mahato of the Janata Samajwadi Party got elected as the House of Representatives member from Siraha Constituency 4. Mahato secured 24,102 votes, while his nearest rival Janamat Party candidate Birendra Prasad Shah secured 16,294 votes. CPNUML candidate for the election to the member of the House of Representatives from Palpa Electoral Constituency 1, Narayan Prasad Acharya, has emerged victorious with 31,103 votes. Acharya's nearest competitor, Gyan Bahadur Gaha of the Nepali Congress, got 20,256 votes. Dili Raj Panta of the Nepali Congress has been elected as the member of the House of Representatives from Kailali Constituency 5. Panta received 21,392 votes, while his nearest rival Narad Muni Rana received 20,318 votes. Dhruba Bahadur Pradhan of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has won the election from Nawalparasi West Federal Constituency too. Pradhan received 34,759 votes. Pradhan's closest rival Devendra Rajkandel of the Nepali Congress got 19,594 votes. Hariprasad Upreti of CPN-UML has been elected as the House of Representatives member from Sarlahi Constituency 3. Upreti garnered 32,938 votes and his closest competitor, Narendra Shah Kalabar, got 32,168 votes. Nepali Congress candidate Binod Kumar Chaudhary has been elected as the member of the House of Representatives from Nawalparasi East Constituency 1. He secured 29,495 votes. He defeated his nearest competitor Rides Tripathi, who got 22,308 votes. Nepali Congress candidate Deepak Khadka has secured a seat for the House of Representatives from Sankhua Sabha District. He received 32,158 votes, while his nearest rival Rajendra Prasad Gautam of CPN-UML collected 26,719 votes. Suryaman Tamang Dong of CPN Maoist Center has won the election to the member of the House of Representatives from Kabre Palanchuk Electoral Constituency 1. According to the Election Commission, Tamang got 34,512 votes against 30,548 votes by CPN-UML candidate Resham Bahadur Lama, followed by 8,697 by Rashtriya Swatantra Party's Basu Narayan Shrestha. The Janata Samajwadi Party, JSP Nepal, has emerged victorious in the election to the House of member of the House of Representatives from Bara Electoral Constituency 2. Party candidate Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav secured a win by getting 13,822 votes against 13,468 votes by Siva Chandra Prasad Kushawaha of the CPN Maoist Centre. The CPN Maoist Center has clinched a victory in the election to the member of the House of Representatives from Nuakot Electoral Constituency 1. Hit Bahadur Tamang, a common candidate of the ruling alliance, obtained 26,548 votes to defeat his nearest competitor Badri Mainali of the CPN-UML, who finished with 23,463 votes. The difference of votes between the two is 1,112. A total of 63,379 votes were cast on November 20 and the counting completed this morning. The Election Commission says the re-polling will be held at Pudinanda of Bazura today. However, the vote count in the two federal constituencies of Dholaka and Sanza is yet to begin. The commission says it has been investigating the case in these constituencies as questions over election fairness were raised. Chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Rabi Lami Chani, has said his party is dedicated to the cause of people. At a program organized by the Office of the Chief Returning Officer to distribute election certificates in Chitwan yesterday, Chairperson Lami Chani said they would come together for the welfare of the country and citizens and work for people's livelihood. Saying his party did not form any alliance with anyone in the elections, leader Lami Chani said they were always open to forming an alliance on the issues of welfare of the country and citizens. Chairman of the Rashtriya Janamorcha Party, Chitra Bahadur Kisi, has said democracy is yet to be stable in the country. Receiving a certificate of the election victory in Baglung yesterday, Chairman Kisi said people's indifference to political parties was growing. Pointing towards the present election results, leader Kisi said the lack of a clear majority in the House again would lead to instability. He said the elections in Nepal have been costly, making it difficult to fight elections in the days ahead. A 16-day campaign against gender-based violence has been launched with the slogan Civilized Society's Identity, Campaign Against Gender-Based Violence. Addressing a program to launch the campaign yesterday, National Human Rights Commission Chair Tab Bahadur Magar said the commission's stress was on eradicating the violence against women, as women had been the major victims. You're listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Russian President Vladimir Putin has told a group of mothers of Russian soldiers who have been fighting and some of whom have been killed in Ukraine that nothing can replace the loss of their son, and he shared their pain. Within Russia, opposition to his invasion of Ukraine has been growing. Across the country, groups of mothers of serving soldiers have been openly complaining about their sons are being sent into battle poorly trained and without adequate weapons and clothing, especially as the bitterly cold winter sets in. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says 6 million Ukrainian households are still without power after massive missile strikes hit the country this week. As of yesterday's evening, blackouts continue in most regions and in Kiev, Ukraine President Zelensky said in his nightly address. The number of affected households has reduced by half since Wednesday, he added, but millions have been left without light, water or heat as winter sets in. Speaking in a video address, President Zelensky said the capital and its surrounding region are among the worst affected by the attacks. He said many residents in the city have been without power for 20 or even 30 hours. Now we're taking you to the FIFA updates. Iran defeated Wales by 2-0 goal difference in yesterday's group match under the FIFA World Cup 2022 being held in Qatar. Similarly, in another group match held yesterday between Qatar and Senegal, Senegal defeated Qatar by 3-1 goal difference. Netherlands and Ecuador both scored a 1-goal draw, and England and America ended with 0-goal draw. In today's match, Tunisia will play with Australia, Poland with Saudi Arabia, and France with Denmark. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be mainly fair throughout the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 23.2 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Vote counting results of the November 20 election to the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly continue to come. 5 independent candidates win the seats of House of Representatives. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says 6 million Ukrainian households still without power. And Iran and Senegal wins yesterday's FIFA World Cup group match. Netherlands and Ecuador both scored 1-goal draw, and England and USA ended with 0-goal draw. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in before more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.